This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 17. Prayer of Confession. Our reading comes from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. I recall someone asking me, a number of years ago, why we needed to have a prayer of confession in our worship services. He thought the confession of sin diminished the joy of worship. And he didn't see why forgiven sinners needed to keep asking God to forgive them. The short answer to this question can be found in the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us." If the prayer that Jesus taught us includes a plea of confession, then clearly believers need to ask for forgiveness regularly. And since the confession of sin in the Lord's Prayer involves our relationships with others, it makes sense to pray this together, as a community of believers who receive and extend forgiveness. Confession does convey the depressing reality of sin's impact on our lives. In Psalm 51, David is overwhelmed with guilt as he's made aware of his sin. His anguish moves him to repentance. But notice that this psalm is also joyful, as David anticipates praising the God who forgives. Prayers of confession are gateways to joy. Jesus, who taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins," is the one by whom those sins are forgiven. Praise the Lord. Pray with me. Lord, I'm sorry for all the things I've done to hurt you and others. Forgive me, I pray. Thank you for restoring in me the joy of your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.